Well, September seems to be the perfect month in the Rogue Valley for outdoor celebrations. The weather is cooler, yay. Fall sports have started, and the Jacksonville Wine and Dine Festival is on September 21st. Joining me in the studio to learn a little bit more about that are Sky Elder and Delando Pagan.
Pagan.
And co-owners of the Relic Winery.
Nope. Sorry, I'm the chef.
You're just the chef.
Yeah.
I promoted you.
No, I appreciate that. Well, you know, that's nice. But no, I just I cook out there.
Okay.
And with a great staff as well. So,
yeah. Well, tell me a little bit about the winery.
Well, the Relic Winery is a family and pet friendly winery. We we're open Thursday through Monday, and Sky Elder does food from 11:30 to 7 every day. And we have alpacas and miniature donkeys and a nice pond in the back, and it's a great place to bring the family and enjoy some live music Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays.
And where's it located specifically?
970 Old Stage Road.
On Old Stage Road. Okay. And tell us a little bit about, I was going to ask you, Chef, about this one. We hear about wine pairings quite frequently with food. We don't often hear about pairings with alpacas. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, you know, the alpacas are a favorite of the families that come out. It's a big attraction, and they're not just a favorite of the families; they're a favorite of the staff out there too. They are really eating locally. There's apples and pears that Delando has in the orchards, and we have the honor to feed the alpacas when we get a chance, and it's really a fun thing. Alpacas are awesome animals. Anyway, there's a lot of stuff going on at Relic. There's never a dull moment with Delando, that's for sure. And he's throwing a festival this weekend that is kind of in keeping with that as well. So,
yeah. And Delando, I understand that you've traveled around quite a bit. What drew you to the Rogue Valley to start a winery? I mean, besides the obvious that we can grow some pretty good grapes here.
Well, actually, the winery came after I moved here. My wife and I actually spent 4 years trying different places across the country to move to, and we came up here, and it was just exactly what we were looking for.
Well, tell us a little bit about the festival that you're putting on.
So the Wine and Dine Festival, it's our inaugural or first year of doing this. So it is 11 wineries of Jacksonville Wine District paired with 11 local restaurants. There'll be 21 vendors out there doing everything from handmade ice creams to wood bowls to reclaimed clothing, there's two live bands they'll be playing. One's a local band, which is Daniel Kelly's Soul Project, and then the headliner is a band out of the Bay Area named Neon Velvet, and they're get up and dance 80s covers. So it's going to be a really good time.
Mill, there's your wine pairing. You got 11 restaurants, 11 wineries. You have some of the, Bella Union will be out there, the Jacksonville Inn, the bistro there, C Street Bistro, some of the old, really awesome restaurants of Jacksonville that have really established themselves, mm-hmm. and will be out there. And a little bit about the wine scene, I'm sure. In Jacksonville, it's one of the best in the state.
Right.
You know? So, anyway.
You had me at homemade ice cream.
Yeah, yeah.
she actually has a stand at our winery.
You know, you got to have a hook for everybody, and that's my hook right there. Yeah. Well, tell us a little bit. You mentioned
Travelers
ice cream. Yeah. That's right. Mm-hmm. Well, you mentioned a little bit earlier about how you wanted to have this both children and animal friendly and that kind of thing. What are some of the things that families could do out there?
So at the Wine and Dine Festival, so the Wine and Dine Festival will be this Saturday from 1 to 6. It's a 5-hour event. And like I said, it is family friendly. Tickets are $70 for 21 and up. You get a little wristband with 7 tabs for 7 wine tastings. And then you get all the food that you like to try throughout the day. And for the kids, the Boy Scouts will be out there. They'll be doing popcorns and sodas and other things like that. And like I said, in the vendor alley, there'll be ice cream, and I think there's a coffee vendor. So there'll be a lot of things for people to do and people to enjoy the food and the wine.
The food is all prepared and and serve to anybody who has a ticket, you know. Mm-hmm. I think the ice cream is for purchase, and maybe the coffees as well. But you really get to sample a lot of wine and a lot of food from some of the best, not just chefs, and but some of the best established restaurants in the Valley. I think Bella Union might be the oldest standing restaurant that we have in Southern Oregon. So you really, you know, it's a fun thing, and there's a lot of richness there, you know, as far as places that have been around for a while.
So the great thing about this festival also is all the money stays in the community. Mm-hmm. So a portion of it will go to the Jacksonville Wine District for advertising our community and the wine district. And a large portion of it is going to go to the Jacksonville Applegate Rotary. And those funds will be used for our local projects. And three of the main things that we're focusing on is the Dolly Parton Imagination Library.
Oh, yeah.
Which is complimentary books for children under five. And we're also going to try to get some equipment for the Jacksonville Police Department and also for the Jacksonville Community Center.
And is this something that is a one-off? You hope to do this every year? Or are there other events that you have planned during the year that you might do?
Well, this will become an annual event this time every September. The Jacksonville Wine District also does our wine trolley. We actually have a wine trolley that runs every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday that goes to all 11 wineries. And then once a year, usually in May, we do a wine event where you buy a ticket and then trolleys take you from winery to winery. So we have basically two annual events now.
And every winery does a food pairing, of course, and for that event. And then, it's going to be a really cool thing to see what food all the different restaurants are providing, you know. And that's what I'm so interested in is seeing how the food and wine pairs up.
And unlike the trolley event that we do in May, people need to understand that this is all in one spot. This is all at the Bingham Knoll compound in Jacksonville. So all 11 wineries, all the restaurants, the vendors will all be on the grass area at Bingham Knoll from 1 to 6 this Saturday.
Yeah, the timing is really perfect, I think, for an event like this, you know. You don't get stuck at 9:30 at night trying to figure out, you know, what's going on. The sun's still out, I think it's just perfect timing. I think 1 to 6 is great.
Oh, and then I guess I should mention where you can get tickets. So tickets to this event can be found at the Jacksonville Wine District website. So it's just jacksonvillewinedistrict.com. You can go on there and you can purchase your tickets online. Like I said, they're $70 for adults, 21 and up, and they're $25 for under 21.
Does that website have information about this event, or is there another website they should go to?
Everything's on that website, yep.
You find out about it
there. Yeah, you can see all the different vendors. I know we mentioned a few. You know, Relic, of course, will be there. We'll bring a lot of local seasonal food, and you'll see who the other vendors are and who the other restaurants are. So
this is a great time of year, of course, because the harvest is coming in and people, I imagine, will have a lot of great local stuff. And
being in Southern Oregon right now is really, really nice. There's a lot of local peaches still, a lot of tomatoes still. It's pretty amazing time, you know.
Well, we're lucky with the weather. The day is supposed to be absolutely gorgeous.
And no 100 degrees either.
It doesn't sound like it. It sounds like it's going to be somewhere in the 80s, right?
Yeah, it should be perfect.
I don't want to shame people who like 100 degrees. that's not my thing, you know.
I was just in Phoenix, and they were over 100 days of over 100 degrees, and it was bad.
No, thank you.
No, the weather should be perfect, and the variety of offerings is going to be really wonderful. And, man, if you love wine, it's going to be the place to be, I'll tell you.
Yeah, and if you go to the website, it actually will show you all the wineries that will be there, all the vendors that will be there, all the restaurants that will be there, and, of course, our sponsors. And I should mention our top three sponsors, Southern Oregon Subaru, Adroit Construction, and Cutler Investment.
Well, Sky and Delano, thank you for being here and talking to us this morning.
Thanks, Bill.
Yeah. Again, it's the 21st, the Jacksonville Wine and Dine Festival. The address one more time?
It's the Bingham Knoll property.
Okay. Be sure to join us for any information you have at jeffexchange.org. That's where you can find out about these conversations or more. I'm Milt Radford. Natalie Gole is our senior producer, and Andrew Crackle is engineering our show today. Thank you for joining us, everyone, and have a nice day. Okay.